You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, once again, we are with social media marketing educator Sabrina Kizzy, a digital marketing specialist and blogger who pens the popular SabrinaOnFood.com blog. In addition to studying for her PhD, Sabrina comes loaded always with lots of great information, and we always appreciate that. And it's great to have Sabrina back with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you. Wow, this is a wonderful opportunity to speak with you and your audience.
You bet it is, and you certainly delivered the last time around, so certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So let's go ahead and get started. I want to go through each of the top social media platforms and get your take on what they're about, which types of businesses should be on them, and how small businesses should be thinking about using these social media platforms to promote themselves. Now, one of my favorite social media platforms is Facebook. It's a good place to connect with family, old friends, and colleagues all in one place without missing out on what's happening in their lives. What can you tell us about Facebook and how brands should be utilizing this platform?
Well, Facebook is a wonderful social media platform. As you know, it's one of the most popular social media platforms, and it is a place where people go, their families and their friends and whatnot. And brands, too, can embrace Facebook as a way to promote their business. As you know, the newest thing right now is Facebook Live, and I think that is a wonderful way for people to connect with their customers. It gives people a chance to see you live, and people love visuals. They love video. They love to be able to capture the moment and see what's going on. And in terms of the feed, when you're on Facebook Live, that shows up more so than any other post. So when you go to your Facebook, you'll see someone live, and you'll see that immediately. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity for brands to really showcase their business. If you have a grand opening that you want to highlight, if you're demonstrating a product and you want to show that on Facebook, but you can do it in a fun manner, in a way in which it's engaging and informative, and your customers will just really enjoy it. And then there's also Facebook advertising, and a lot of brands have taken that opportunity as well, where they can do a really targeted search if they want to get information out to a very targeted audience about their product or a brand. As I said before, Facebook is a wonderful opportunity for brands to really highlight and promote what they're doing, and it's extremely popular social media platform.
It certainly is. Now, most know that Instagram is owned by Facebook, but how is it different, and what should brands know about this platform?
Well, Eric, that's an excellent question. Instagram is a platform that is great when you want to have a visual platform where you want to showcase photos of your company. I know brands that do really well on Instagram are food brands and restaurants, because people love to take photos of their food. And it's also a great opportunity for travel brands as well. What I like about Instagram is it lets you showcase your creativity. Not only are you posting photos, your own photos, but you can also put together images. There's a site called Canva.com, that's www.canva.com, and you can go on there and create all types of, it's like a Photoshop, but it's for it's the easy version for people like me who's not great with Photoshop, but it allows you to go on there, just create some images. You can put your company logo on there. You can take pictures and put it up there. They have photos there, free photos, stock photos that you can put up, and you can use Instagram to just, you know, highlight your company, your brand, what's going on. You should take advantage of different wacky holidays. So, you know, if it's, you know, National Cheeseburger Day or whatever in your restaurant, you can showcase your cheeseburger and put together a Canva image of that. Or if it's, you know, Milkshake Day, you can do that as well. But Instagram allows you to show that it in a very visual way, and it's a great platform to get your information out to millennials as well.
Also, Twitter seemed to lead the revolution of using hashtags in communication some years back. What makes Twitter so unique, and how are brands and businesses using this platform today?
I personally love Twitter. I was just reading recently a statistic on Twitter that it has 310 million monthly active users. And I had the unique opportunity to go to the Twitter office in New York City. And one of the Twitter members there actually said that Twitter is the new customer service. And I found that so interesting. So what's happening now with Twitter is that, you know, people are using Twitter as a platform in which they can let companies and brands know about how pleased they are with their service or how displeased they are with their service. And the expectation now that customers have is that if they do put a complaint on Twitter, that they expect that that company or that brand will respond in a timely fashion within 24 hours. I know one company that does a great job of this is JetBlue. JetBlue is a fabulous job on social media. If you post something about JetBlue, they will respond immediately. I know I posted something about American Airlines, and they responded. And this isn't to do anything negative. It's just my experience or something that happened good that I just want to share with my audience. But Twitter is a fabulous platform in which you can get information out about what you're doing. It's not just a place where you go on and say, oh, I'm having a burger right now. It's a place where you can share information, insight. You can put out your own content. You can retweet others' content. And I believe in the 80-20 rule. So I put out 80% of what I put out is being a resource to my followers and retweeting other people's content. And the other 20% is my own personal information in terms of my food blog, Sabrina on Food. Maybe I'm posting my latest blog or my speaking engagement or something with my students that we're working on. So it's a great way to connect and engage with your audience. And I love the platform.
And I'm certainly a big fan of Twitter as well. Today we are joined by social media marketing educator Sabrina Kizzy, a digital marketing specialist and blogger who pins the popular SabrinaOnFood.com blog here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, tough question here, Periscope or Snapchat, which is your favorite and what can you tell us about these two?
I like them both, but I would have to say that my favorite is Periscope because I was an early adopter to Periscope. And as soon as I found out about Periscope, I was able to attend conferences about it, use it. And in 2005, Periscope was named the app of the year. So I love Periscope because I use it quite frequently in my classroom. When I'm speaking to my social media students, I might have an industry leader in the class, and I'm able to live stream it so that those that are not in the class can see it, and those who just have an interest in the subject can see it. And I like it because it's real time. I can get the information. I can broadcast it. I can save it. I can show it later to others. So it's been a great platform for me in terms of getting information out there in real time and also being able to share it later. On the other hand, Snapchat is hot. You know, it's a huge platform now. A lot of companies and brands are using Snapchat. I was just recently at the social media conference called Social Media Examiner in Chicago. It's one of the largest social media conferences, and that was the topic, videos and Snapchat. So Snapchat is the future, and companies and brands really have to find ways to engage with their members on Snapchat because a lot of customers are on Snapchat, and you're seeing really key influencers on Snapchat and just engaging with the followers. So both of them are great platforms.
In conclusion, Sabrina, there's so many choices in social media that it can be tough to decide where to even begin. What other social media platforms or networking platforms should brands be thinking about or using, and why?
I think that LinkedIn is a wonderful platform. especially for business professionals. And, you know, I tell everybody, if it's anything that you should have, everybody should have a LinkedIn profile, whether you're an individual or whether you're a company. So I highly recommend you use LinkedIn to showcase your business, your brand. Also, you can let individuals know about job opportunities if you're a company. Individuals, you can network with other professionals. But in terms of, you know, all the social media platforms, they all have great uses. But for a company or brand, I would really say you really need to know who your target audience is. And once you've identified who your target audience is, then you need to identify what social media platforms they're on. And then from there, decide on, I'm going to select, you know, Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, because that's where my target audience is, and I want to be where they are, and I want to promote to them on that level. And then from there, once you've identified your target audience with social media platforms that you want to be on, that's when you put together your social media strategy and how you're going to best go about, you know, letting them know about your services through those platforms.
Sabrina, as always, very informative, and we really do appreciate your time spent with us today and getting us up to speed on the social media platforms that can benefit our businesses. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information accordingly and how they could be in touch as well.
Sure, Eric, I would be glad to do so. So you can definitely find me on my website. It's Sabrina, well, it's socialmediaglamour.com. So that's socialmediaglamour.com is my website. My food blog is sabrinaonfood.com. And my handle, which is the same handle on all my social media platforms, is Sabrina On Move. That's S-A-B-R-I-N-A on O-N Move, M-O-V-E. And I'm happy to connect with anybody, to follow you, connect, and engage with you online.
Sounds like a plan. Well, Sabrina, it certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for being with us, and we certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with, once again, social media marketing educator Sabrina Kizzy, a digital marketing specialist and blogger who pins the popular SabrinaOnFood.com blog. And for more information, simply visit SocialMediaGlamour.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.